Snap just said the quiet part out loud. They're cutting 16% of the workforce and pointing to AI efficiency as a direct reason. That's not restructuring. That's headcount math changed by automation. I'm Guillaume. This is the AI Marketing Podcast. Let's get into it. Here's why this is the lead. Snap is one of the first big names to publicly connect AI gains to fewer people needed, especially for repetitive work. And marketing is full of exactly that kind of work. Reporting pools, endless ad variants, QA, content versioning, notes, basic analysis, and the coordination glue nobody celebrates. My read on this is, this shifts AI from a tool you bolt onto a team to an operating model you design around. If you don't define what gets automated, it'll happen to you in random pockets, led by whoever's tinkering the most. And the real risk isn't just layoffs. It's morale going sideways, good people leaving, because they think they're being optimized out. And a team that stops taking swings because efficiency becomes the only KPI that matters. One specific action you can take in under 30 minutes. Run a repetitive work inventory with your directs. List the top 10 recurring tasks your team does every week. Mark which ones are rules-based and repeatable. Then pick one and redesign it as AI first plus human approval this week, not five. One. You're trying to build muscle, not a moonshot. Quick hit one. Anthropic launched Claude Design, aimed at UI and UX, and the news reportedly knocked Figma's stock down about 7%. Translation. AI isn't just generating assets. It's moving into the workflow territory of core creative tools. If you run brand, web, or creative ops, audit your biggest design bottleneck and document a draft first in AI. Finish in your tool workflow, so designers stay on high judgment work. Quick hit 2. OpenAI refactored Codex into a multi-agent system that can operate more independently across screens and tasks. That's a shift from a system that suggests to system that executes. If you own marketing ops or growth, take one always-on process like weekly performance snapshots or UTM QA and write a one-page SOP an agent could follow. Inputs, tools touched, decision rules, and when to escalate to a human. Sacré-donc. Quick hit 3. Anthropic released Claude Opus 4.7 with gains in complex multi-step work. Plus, they published a multi-agent collaboration guide with practical patterns. If you're trying to scale beyond power users, map one workflow to three roles, like researcher, to analyst, to editor, and set a single human gate before anything ships. If you take one thing from this week, make it this. AI won't just help your team do the same work faster. It's going to force a decision about what work is worth humans doing at all. This is a personal project, AI generated from curated sources, not professional advice. That's your briefing for this week. See you next Monday.